Support for today's show comes from Grammarly. Grammarly has a free version that you can get as a Chrome extension, or there's a premium version that provides a lot more. Now, the Chrome extension is terrific. I used it for a couple of years, and it's only when I started writing books again that I started to look at upgrading to the paid version of the product, which is $100 for a year, if I recall correctly. Now, it works with almost everything, and it will help you with your writing. And frankly, from having read resumes for years, most of you don't write as well as you think you do. And one thing I discovered along the way is the use of commas has changed from the time I was doing a lot of writing until now. Grammarly will help you fix it easily. So again, use the link in the show notes and download the Chrome extension or consider buying the premium version. Whichever way you go, you can't go wrong. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2080. Yeah! I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Goofy Tuesday. I spend time 5 days a week talking with you about job search because I want to help you do it better. And there's just so much to know. And from my experience in recruiting, I learned a heck of a lot, to say the least. Today's show starts a series. It's going to be, you know, over the next couple of weeks, so it's not going to be consecutive shows on this topic. But it's the idea of looking for a job for the first time in a long time. Because for many of my more experienced professionals, that's pretty common. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Fiverr.com. That's the word five with two R's after it.com. Fiverr is a site for freelance work. You can hire freelancers to do a variety of things for you. You can be a freelancer on it as well and experiment with the site to see whether what you want to be doing professionally outside of the rat race, outside of your full-time job, is viable. It's basically a site where they'll do the billing and collection for you and pay you it once they've received the money. In addition, if you want to hire people like I do for book editing, transcriptions, and such, very inexpensive, and I've had very good work for me. So again, it's Fiverr.com. You can use the link in the show notes. Frankly, you'll get a good deal from it if you do that. Now, let's get going.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to start a series about looking for a job when you haven't looked for one in a long time. And it's a topic somehow or other I missed, and I want to address it now. Do it in a number of steps rather than in one long, comprehensive video. So step number one is, now that you've decided or are thinking of looking for a job, it can go either way. What's the problem? What needs to be addressed that you want to avoid in the next organization? Make a long list. Identify the problem areas in your current firm. That your boss is an imbecile is not useful. What is it that your boss, your manager, leadership in the firm is doing that's problematic for you? Get clear about that. Like I said, make up a long list of issues, because the next part of this is I want you to think in terms of what you'll look for in the next organization. You see, I think it's easier for most of you to figure out what's wrong than to flip it and figure out what you're looking for. But that's really step number two, is to flip this around as to what you're going to need to see or hear or believe about the next manager, about the next firm, about their benefits, about how you'll feel there, all this sort of stuff, so that you can recognize the next firm as being potentially right. But again, Start off with the things that you don't care for. You know, I worked in an office, for example, that was a dump. I hated it. It was loud. It had little cubes stacked one next to the other with soundproof partitioning that wasn't soundproofing at all. And, you know, you'd be on the phone and it sounded like you were in a call center. I hated that, especially as someone who's not loud with their voice. I'm just focus it directly. This is annoying to me. You'll find your versions of these problem areas, issues, no advancement possibilities. So the next firm, you want to ask them about advancement, right? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!